New analysis by Stanford University's Center for Research on Educational Outcomes, or CREDO, finds that charter schools in urban areas show higher rates of growth on state standardized tests compared with traditional urban school districts. WHYY's Kevin McCory reports that Philadelphia followed the national trend.
In Philadelphia, CREDO says that charter school students receive the equivalent of an additional 43 days of instruction in reading and math. The study found that minority students in poverty got the biggest boost from their enrollment in a charter school.
These are average findings, so obviously, you know, this doesn't guarantee that every kid's getting a great outcome.
James Woodworth is a CREDO research fellow.
But it tells us that on average, the majority of the kids are getting a good outcome. The majority of the kids get a benefit from attending charter schools.
The charter sector showed especially significant gains among English language learners in math. District schools fared slightly better in both reading and math among special education students. Compared with urban centers nationally, Philadelphia's charter sector fell about in the middle of the pack. Traditional public education advocates say that these types of broad comparisons offer a skewed portrait that doesn't acknowledge the nuances between how the two sectors differ on things such as enrollment practices, student attrition, and parent engagement. In that vein, CREDO's report found that urban charter schools enroll a greater proportion of female students than traditional urban schools in nearly every region. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.